because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, everyone. This is Positively Unconstitutional. My name is LB Bork. I'm filling in for Phil Pozderek this morning. I'm, happy to be with you. I'm glad that Phil trusts me enough to run his show today. He had some family things to do. And, we're going to have a great show for you. I told Phil about this man that we're going to have on today. A few weeks ago, and he said he was going to have him on, but the event arose where I was able to have him on. I've been working with Gregory Williams for quite some time now, probably about 6 years. Maybe he can clarify that a little better. But anyway, yeah, Gregory he's a constitutional scholar. His dad was an international law attorney. He's a biblical scholar, is his main forte. He runs his holy church. He knows Greek, Hebrew, and Latin, studied all those languages. The main reason I got interested in him is when I started writing about 10, 11 years ago, he used references like I do. And most of the people in this movement don't authenticate anything they do, and that's what brought me into believing what he's talking about is true and on point, because he does use his references for everything he writes and talks about. And what we are going to talk about today, I think, in general, is the three things I think are most important. And the number one thing is the local community issue. A lot of people are ignoring this. They're worrying too much about what the government does, or the bad guys, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them. And they're not paying attention to what really needs to be done is naturally is working together with the people that are next door to you and the surrounding community. So, the three things I think are most important are the local community, getting to know your neighbors, getting your local commerce and things built back up, for lack of better words. I guess trade would be a better term. And also getting out of the system. That's second most important because of these laws that are coming down. If they think you're one of theirs, they're going to try to impose their laws on you. And three, kind of look at what these people are doing. One of the things that have caught my eye that someone sent me actually a couple weeks ago was something that Henry Kissinger said back in 73. It's a pretty appalling, but it's part and parcel to what these people have done for a while now. And, my forte is the 14th Amendment. I think it's a baby step back out of the mess, and we're going to talk a bit about that today, I think a little bit. But Kissinger said, the illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer. And in regards to that, a lot of people know that the money system is a real problem. I think it is a problem, but if you let it be a problem, it's a problem. And there's a lot of misnomers or misconceptions, I believe, about the money system. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that today also. Like I said, Brother Gregory has studied constitutional law also. And the reference I like to make in regards to the unlawfulness of what these people are doing is Title 12, Section 411. And it says right in that section of the code that the Federal Reserve notes are unlawful, or they're not lawful money. It's not lawful money. It's legal tender. So it's one of the things I think Kissinger was talking about in regards to...
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, we're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. My name's L.B. Bork. I'm filling in for Phil today. My guest today is Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. Sorry, talked into the break a few minutes ago, but trying to get used to the system here. Haven't been on RBN for a while as a host. Anyway, I was talking about the issuance of the Federal Reserve notes and their unlawfulness, and basically they're not lawful in regards to the constitutional system of money. So anyway, I was talking about Kissinger also saying that it takes him a while to get things done undone constitutionally, and the illegal they do right away. They can manipulate the law via Congress or whatever they have to do. Gets me to the point where I'm saying this is not my government. Of course, the people that follow the People's Awareness Coalition know that we're all about exposing the 14th Amendment and what it's done to overlay the republic system. Politically, I believe the law system is still there, but they've conned everyone into participating in the system politically, and accordingly, they put another layer of law on us or Americans with the 14th Amendment. It's really complicated things. Okay, laying that groundwork, Brother Gregory, I guess you're there. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up and around here, but I don't have the coffee in me yet. And I know you've been up probably since 6 o'clock your time, right?
Actually, a little bit before.
That's good. I know you're a hard worker. I can't believe the work you get done. I think we've known each other 6 years, and I've, you know, I yield to you in regards to what work you've done and what you've accomplished over the past. I think it's been like 35 years now you've been doing this.
Yeah, 35. I've been intensely moving in this direction, but of course, my studies began back in 1962. And actually, since, as you mentioned, my father was an attorney, I guess my studies even began before that. So I've been at it for quite a few years learning. But the major revelations of what I was missing in all my formal education came about 30, 35 years ago.
Yeah. Let's clear something up. I call you Brother Gregory. People are offended by that, but we're brothers in Christ is what that means. I know you worked with the Catholic Church at first until you found what was going on there. Maybe we could tell the folks a little bit about that, because there's a lot of people that understand out there, I think, that are listening, that know the Catholic Church is a problem. Also, just because your dad was an attorney doesn't mean you're a bad guy.
Well, my father, give him his just dues. He quit being an attorney at least three times during his career. But, I mean, that's how he made a living, so he kept going back to it. But he wrote law books for a while. He also refused to be a partnership in a firm. And when he did quit the law, it was usually because of the corruption he saw. When he first became an attorney, because he scored so high on his entrance exam to the bar, they had him speak in front of the American Bar Association, where he spoke on the natural law. And the head of the Texas Bar Association came up to him afterwards and said, it was a wonderful speech, but never speak about the natural law to attorneys again. And he began to realize that most of the legal profession and what we know today as the bar is not really interested in justice. They're interested in what a lot of Americans are interested in, is power and control and money. And when you have a money-driven legal system, you're not going to get justice.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd tell that story. I was going to ask you to tell it. It's pretty amazing to me that, well, these people as a group don't want justice. They just want to control, like you said. And it's getting worse and worse. And I tell people to look in the mirror. It's your problem. You're the cause of the problem. They can't really blame government. You know, one thing that I figured out is, they didn't hide anything. It's all there. All you have to do is look for it.
Yeah, it is amazing that they've published everything that they're doing. It's not really. I was talking to a minister just yesterday, and he absolutely has no understanding or concept of what's going on in the world today, because he's going through life with his little religious blinders on. I was reading part of Chuck Baldwin's article, which is a topic of discussion on our other radio broadcast this morning. Chuck Baldwin doesn't even understand how governments work and how they operate and how men create government. It's such a, you know, we have to go back to those basic fundamentals to understand that God doesn't create government. Men create government, that the powers that government has is the direct result of what men do and do not do. In the Bible, it tells you the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. And people don't look it up. They don't do their own research. I think that was one of the things you and I both had in common, is that we actually researched things. We didn't just take people's word for it.
Yeah, about I would say 90% of what's out there is just patriot blather, like I like to refer to it as.
Cut and paste.
Cut and paste. I've heard it here. I believe it. It's a religion for me now, and that's the way it is. Well, a lot of it's wrong. Look at the churches today, which are misteaching Romans 13.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had to, that ended up turning into an entire book just on that subject alone. One of the things that we talked about attorneys, how they what lawyers were at one time and what they've become now through the Bar Association and the influences that come on it, is no different if you go look at the medical society. It's a monetary-driven system now. It's not about humanity. It's not about taking care of your brother through having knowledge of the body and the function of health. It's about money. And we can take the same problem to the church. I've talked to ministers and pastors and pointed them out in the article. I haven't read the whole article by Chuck Baldwin on, but he mentions 501c3 and an attorney who's giving the advice that we have to have a legal church. So therefore, the church should file their 1023 and become this 501c3 organization. That's astoundingly bad advice. And
Wait a minute, excuse me, Chuck Baldwin's recommending this?
No, it was an attorney talking to Chuck Baldwin. He mentioned his article. But the reality is when the attorney is saying this, I can go find you far better attorneys, far more well-known attorneys that will tell you that it's absolutely insane when a church files a 1023 with the IRS. You're literally asking the IRS to become the bishop of your church, or at least share that role. Because you're being established based on their testimony. If they withdraw their testimony, as far as the world is concerned, you're no longer a church. You shouldn't be going to heathens, to people who are doing contrary to the ways of Christ, who are not subject to Christ in their choices and their doing, and asking them to establish your church. And it's not even required in the law. Even on the form itself, it says churches are not required to file this form. Yet some attorneys are telling people to do this. And I didn't see any mention in the article of the fact that a good attorney would tell you not to. It's just a little hard to find a good attorney these days.
I find most of them are overzealous and incompetent. So I've dealt with a few, and you listen to them talk, and they're just brainwashed sheep.
Right.
And
they've gone through the educational mill and come out with a diploma, a degree of knowledge. But there are a few. But that's the way it is even amongst the private sector of our society, is that there aren't very many people that take the time to actually study and learn how things work and what a government is and how it functions and how it comes into being and the different kinds of government and the do's and the don'ts in forming of governments. And Americans are wholly ignorant of what they need to know if they really want to be a free people.
In regards to natural law, you said your father spoke of that. Would you say, I believe the Bible is built on natural law, which is God's law, of course. And I know you teach that the Bible is not supposed to technically be the foundation for a bunch of religions, but more so helping people understand their relationship between themselves, God, and government. And it kind of lays out the guidelines to help us fight government, or not fight it per se, but resist it or understand it, so we're not encumbered by it. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Right. One of the early English translations of the Bible was done by a man by the name of Wycliffe, who was not real popular with either the church or the government. In his introduction, I guess we're going to go to a break. We'll tell you what he said in his introduction when we return from the break.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
My days are over. Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Well, we're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. My name's L.B. Bork. I'm filling in for Phil today. He's got some family things to take care of, but they're all good. So he'll be back, I think, next week. Anyway, we're talking to Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. We're talking about the Bible and how it's kind of a life's owner's manual, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people in the past years have listened to people trash it. The Zeitgeist film was one of them that really downed the Bible. And I think that was a conspiratorial documentary to cause fear and plague the movement with disinformation. There's other people that have really trashed the Bible and put confusion into people's minds. But really, as I have learned from Gregory, that it's basically just a book to help us live our lives properly and warns us against man's government if it's interpreted properly. And anyway, go ahead, Gregory.
Yeah, one of the big problems with the Bible is the fact that we have relied a great deal on government translations of the Bible, and then we look to a form of government, which we call the church, to interpret it for us. And when the church interprets the Bible, that's still private interpretation, and even the Bible warns against this private interpretation. If the book is an inspired book, you really can't understand what they're talking about to the full extent unless you also are inspired. But what I found interesting is when Wycliffe had written his translation, and he got in trouble for it, same as Tyndale and others, I mean, the church of that day literally had his tongue cut out and burned him at the stake. Wycliffe, fortunately, he didn't get burned at the stake until a couple years after his death. But which is, if they're going to burn me at the stake, they can do that after I'm dead 2 years. They can dig my body up and burn it at the stake. But anyway, he says in the introduction, this is the book for the government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And if you read the Bible, you'll see that mostly it's talking about government. The word religion is only mentioned 5 times in the whole Bible, and 4 of those times it talks about religion in a bad sense. It only talks about religion once in a good sense, and that pure religion is how you take care of your widows and orphans and needy of your society. And this is one of the things that we point out, is that the early American society took care of all their widows, orphans, and needy through the church, through faith, hope, and charity, through common charity within the community. It was not the business of government to take care of the needy of their society. And if you don't have that in the structure of your society, you will not have freedom. And you can go study the history of Rome, the history of Greece. You can study any of these systems that have existed in the past, even Judea, which was once Israel. You can see the downfall of those governments, those free governments that existed at the beginning, came about because the people relied upon the government for their welfare and benefit. David writes about it. Paul in the New Testament writes about it. What should have been for your welfare has become a snare. Proverbs tells about it. If you sit and eat with a ruler and you be a man of appetite, put a knife to your throat, for he serves you deceitful dainty. Over and over again, this idea of the government supplying you with welfare benefits, gifts, gratuities, and benefits. Plutarch, 2,000 years ago, the greatest destroyers of liberty are the givers of gifts, gratuities, and benefits. They're telling you the same message, and yet we see today in America there's probably no single cause of the loss of freedom and the fact that we're looking to government to solve every problem on the face of the earth. And we need to be solving those problems through free will exercise of choice, through personal charity, working with each other in some sort of organized fashion, but that organization needs to be grassroots from the bottom up. And that's what the church was originally. That's what Israel was originally, one of the earliest republics. That's what Rome was when it was Libera Res Publica, free from things public, when it first became a republic. But by the time, you know, Caesars came along, the nature of the people had changed and the nature of government changes. And the Bible is showing us that history. Unfortunately, if you go to the modern church, they're not teaching you what the Bible is actually saying. Nobody's doing their own research. I was guilty of the same thing. I was studying at St. Joseph's College back in 1962-63. I began my studies, and that organization was teaching me what supposedly the Bible said until I finally met a man who came from the Vatican. He was living in the Vatican at the time, anyway. He actually had lived many years on the missions in China and had been, you know, captured by the communist Chinese and gone through a great deal of difficulties. I guess we're going to another break. But I'll tell you what he said when we get back, and you'll be amazed at what this guy said.
We're talking with Brother Gregory Williams. We'll be back in a few. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Well, we're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. I'm LB Bork, filling in for Phil Pozderek today. We're talking with Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. He was going to explain something here in regards to some history. So why don't you just continue, Gregory?
Well, as we've said before, my father was an attorney, but he was Irish Catholic. That was his ancestry. But my mother was Norwegian, and her grandfather was Baptist, and she was Baptist, but her grandfather was actually a Baptist preacher in Norway, which is a real rare thing because the Baptists are not the state church in Norway. But he actually founded a church there, and it actually still exists if you go to Oslo. It's a little tiny church amongst all these big buildings, and it's still sitting there. It's almost completely empty all the time. We couldn't find anybody there anyway. But that history was in my background, but I was raised a Catholic, and so therefore when I felt I had a calling, I entered the seminary at a very young age and started attending the St. Joseph's College. And while there, I met this one fellow who was an archbishop in the Roman Catholic Church, and he took me aside one day, and I actually remember the day, and said that the Roman Church was not the one true church. And he started telling me lots of things that he discovered when he went to the Vatican. And about the archives, the books they have there stored away that they don't share with anybody else. And he had been a man who was of great moral conviction, wanted to serve God, raised a Catholic, became a priest, went off to the mission, and because of some of the events that surrounded his life, ended up in the Vatican, held up as this icon of sacrifice and kind of a miraculous life. But when he got to the Vatican, he began to see that he had been deceived, and he was sharing that deception with me, and that followed me for a long time. I didn't even understand all the things that he was telling me, but now when I put that together with my father's background in law and history, and I come out here to the desert and begin to ask the question, what's wrong? Something's missing. And I ended up start doing my own research, and with, I shouldn't say my own, because I think God helped me. I couldn't afford the books I was going to need, so I said, you're going to have to buy the books. And then almost the next day, a stack over 2.5 feet tall of law books showed up on my doorstep. So I guess he was at work in all this. But the point is that we've been greatly deceived about what's in the Bible, which was the original point we were talking about. Even the translation of the Bible that was being used by the Pharisees at the time of Christ had been translated by government scholars. And even though I'm not, you know, I use the King James all the time, and once you understand the metaphors and the history and the background of the language, you can pretty much figure out what they're talking about. But without that, if you go to the average minister on the street, he is so full of falsehoods that have been put into him in the seminary and what have you, that he hasn't got a very good picture at all of what Christ was doing. Moses freed millions of people from government bondage. Christ was going to do the same and did the same. We just don't understand exactly what they were doing and exactly what was going on at that time. Most people don't have any idea why Christians were persecuted by emperors like Marcus Aurelius. One of the major beasts he had with him is they wouldn't get birth certificates. And he made it mandatory to get a birth certificate for your children within 30 days. And Christians wouldn't do this. So they were persecuted. Now today, all churches send their children to the state to get birth certificates. Look at some of the other things that we do as a matter of course. Early America, Patrick Henry wrote the speech, Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death, because he had seen a fundamentalist preacher whipped literally to death in Culpeper, Virginia, because he refused to get a license to preach. Yet all these preachers today not only get licenses to preach, they incorporate their churches. We haven't done our homework. And those of us who have are out here like a voice crying in the wilderness trying to explain this. And we've got books with hundreds of footnotes trying to show you what the truth really is. And we give them away for free. But people still are so slow to find these out. But there's hope, because there are people starting to wake up. I noticed that one of the commercial breaks, they were advertising newswithyous.com. I'm one of the authors at News with Yous. I know Paul Walters. Actually, his son-in-law is one of our ministers back east. So we're not a denominational church. We don't want you to belong to our church. We want you to belong to Christ and to God and not to other men. We don't want you to be a human resource. And that's what the Bible is teaching us, is how to live in the world but not of the world. Because when you're of the world, you are again entangled in that bondage of the world. And there's a very simple solution. It's in the Bible, Old and New Testament. You just have to maybe have a little help in seeing it, and that's what we try to offer.
Yes, I go off the maxim. Let me start over. I think they're using the maxim against people that goes, let him who wishes to be deceived be deceived. As I stated last half hour, all the information is out there for people to receive and have, but it seems like there's always someone trying to deceive us to stay in the system or do such things as the Bible warns us against. And I really think they play this as a trump card on us. And that's what I've seen. I mean, there's all kinds of people out there professing this and that in this movement. And there's a big one going on right now. I'm not going to mention his name on this show, but if you go to the Not My Government forum, you'll find it, that is deceiving people greatly right now. And a lot of people are getting sucked into this, and it just goes on and on. And that I think people's pride and I guess egos, what you say egos, I know aren't a bad thing if they're used properly, but people's arrogance and self-centeredness is what's really killing this movement, is what I'm seeing. Too many people with too many different opinions, and most of them are wrong because they're based on disinformation or misteachings, and it's really causing a problem. I know you and I talked about this several times.
It's kind of the snake oil salesman. If he wants to fool you to get you to buy his product, he's going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you what you want to believe. He's going to be tickling your ears. And, of course, the Bible talks about that, about these preachers who tickle your ears. And that's what these guys are doing. They're saying, oh, yeah, all you have to do is this. We've got it done already. All you have to do is, you know, send me, you know, some small amount, $50. That's amazing what people shell out once you paint the picture of this simple, easy solution that just presto bingo and everything, you know, all your problems go away, you know, the magic elixir. But the reality is most of your problems come from the fact that you aren't being that diligent. You know, that's why the Bible says only the diligent shall bear rule. The slothful shall be under tribute. And the snake oil salesman is saying, yeah, you get to be slothful. You get to have your own way. You get to not worry about anything. You just send me $50 and I'll guarantee everything. That's how you got into the mess that you're in today, is that you thought government would solve your problems instead of you dealing with them. And so these snake oil salesmen, they just gobble these people up, and I've seen it for many years. It's become not even a point of contention with me anymore. I just, you know, I don't have time for those guys. And I've seen people lose their life savings, they lose their homes, everything, because they follow these snake oil salesmen who are promising them the sky and delivering them actually deeper into bondage.
Yeah, I found out this week, and it's going to be released soon, that one of the prominent leaders in the movement that's been around 20 years has been selling the same property to several people, which is, of course, fraud. And there'll be more information coming on that. It's just never ending. And I've only been in this 15 years and witnessed quite a bit, and I'm just kind of tired of it because it's keeping us all divided and all broke, and it wears people down.
Yeah, it exhausts the little resources we do have. A few years ago, you'll remember this, there was a group saying they had land off the tax rolls, and it's really very simple, and they were preaching this kind of sovereignty thing. And we just looked it up and looked up the property and got a hold of the county clerk and found out that the property wasn't off the tax rolls, that somebody was coming in every year and paying the taxes. And this was completely a fraudulent statement. And we got the ID numbers, we got the telephone numbers. You can call the county clerk. Here's the property. This is what he's talking about. And we told that to people that were going to have these people put on a seminar and pay $140 a shot to come listen to these guys lie to them some more. And the people putting on the seminar didn't want to believe us who had all the facts, the numbers, the telephone numbers, the county clerk's number and first name. They wanted to believe this outlandish statement that was being made by these guys who were just out to get money. And we've seen this before, a few years before, same thing. Guys said he had a land patent and paid taxes in 10 years. His mom had been going in and paying the taxes. But when somebody actually takes the time to check these things, these claims out and point out that they're not true, that you're actually attacked for pointing out the fact that the guy's lying.
Yes.
Because people are in love with the lie. They don't really, you know, it's one of the things I noted at the earlier break is that they said you're listening to this radio station because you can handle the truth. Well, I sure hope you can handle the truth. And because if anybody wants to listen to us, they're going to get the truth because that's what we're interested in. We think the truth will set you free. And even the whole truth, the painful truth, which is what men like Patrick Henry was talking about.
Yes. When I got into the movement, I thought there was some truth out there. But we found statutes, you know, like the police department could commit perjury. No one else can, but the police can in their line of duty, which I thought was a little ludicrous. But it just shows they have the ability to entrap people by doing that. And it's unreal what they've done. And when I was in the movement early in the 1990s, we did experience that with the FBI. They came in, infiltrated the group, and tried to get us to do illegal things, which I think is unconscionable. But that's how these guys operate. So.
Yeah, I've seen I can name you government informants who've gone around from one of these, you know, I hate to use the word patriot groups, but I guess there's something, some sort of name you have to have on them. And they're known FBI informants and go around and try to get the people to do illegal things and unlawful things. You know, not only illegal, but actually unlawful, which is one of the things you were talking about. You were quoting one of the titles on the fact that Federal Reserve notes are not lawful money. Well, it used to say right on them that they were deemable in lawful money, so they couldn't be lawful money.
Right, right. Well, it's just an extension of that code. And telling you right there that it's not lawful. So why do you want to deal with it, you know?
You can't buy a lawful title with non-lawful money.
Right.
You can only buy a legal title.
Anyway, you up for a call? We got Frank from Indiana.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You have a fantastic show going on. I wanted to mention two points. Number one, you were talking earlier about people that get conned into things. And over the years, unfortunately, I was involved in a situation where a person that we thought was a very close got to be what we thought was a very close friend turned out to be, you know, a con person. But there's a really good book that was done. It's called Sharks in Suits. It's a phenomenal book about sociopathic behavior, and your audience may want to look into that because that'll keep you your heads up as far as you know, encountering these type of people, so that you're really careful about what you do, and you won't get caught up with the shark oil type people, you know, because like you said, one of you had said that even when you presented evidence and that sort of thing, they didn't really want to believe what was really true. They wanted to believe the other people. And, you know, as my wife and I we went through this thing, we just couldn't believe it. You can't believe it that this person is like that until you see the actual evidence before you. And it's like you're dealing in a sub world. So it was a very painful experience, I'll tell you, very painful, but something your audience can keep in mind. And the other thing is that you were just alluding to, before you took my call, be very careful, I realize, of what's called agent provocateurs. And I became aware of that back in 1993 when President Clinton was trying to put forward that assault weapons ban.
Uh-huh.
And what had happened was there was a woman by the name of Linda Thompson who was tried to organize a bunch of pro-gun people and say, we are going to march on Washington with our guns and all this kind of stuff. And it turned out she was. She was an agent provocateur. You got to be careful of these people that try to pretend that they're part of a group, you know, and that they're on your side, and they try to get people riled up only to be sources of an influence or an agent, you know, provocateur, so that the forces can point the finger and say, see how crazy these people are, blah, blah, blah.
So, right, right.
So I like what
Southern
you said.
Southern Poverty Law Center's big on that right now, and they're trying to point out all these evil citizens or sovereign citizens. And they're big into that, and I think there's a lot of that going on right now, and that's what I'm totally against. Both Gregory and I are for truth and doing things as coherently as possible, and trying to warn people about these types. Island Makers Project is the latest People's Awareness Coalition project that goes into these things to warn people what's going on. Anyway, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We're back. Strictly Unconstitutional. My name's L.V. Bork. I'm filling in for Phil Posderick. Today we're talking with Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. I've known Gregory for about 6 years now, worked with him closely. He's one of the few people, or really only two people, that I confer with in regards to research. I've been in this 15 years, and pretty much nixed out everyone out there because a lot of it's just regurgitated nonsense. Anyway, we were talking with a gentleman about snake oil salesman before the break, and we got a couple more callers. Gregory, I'd like to get him in before the top of the hour, so we're going to go into maybe talking about the Republic. Craig from Ontario.
Hi there. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm having a hard time hearing you here on a cell phone. I'll have to hang up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Rodney from Illinois, maybe.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay.
Hey, you really inspired me to bring up some subjects that might take a little longer, but I'll start with something quick, and maybe you can hold me over. Have you ever heard of this expression, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Doesn't that sound logical?
Yes. Well, not, actually not
well,
in some senses, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
I agree with you, of course, but for the most part, how are we, I've been very gullible, you know, I've been following this movement on and off for 20 years, and you know, and I've taken interest in a lot of people that turned out to be frauds, but how did they capture me? They captured me by presenting a story where their ox was gored by an ox that I was afraid of. So therefore, their enemy, in a sense, was my enemy. Therefore, they developed a rapport with me and other members of the audience and general public, and all of a sudden we give them credibility based on that alone. And that, I believe, explains how a lot of people are taken in.
Right, and there's a safeguard against that, and, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, there's no, I don't want to get too many rules of thumb, but you should be focusing on what is an individual for, not what an individual is against. Because I can find all kinds of people that are against tyrants, but they're not really for freedom. As a matter of fact, as soon as you get involved with them, the first thing they want to do is control your thinking. And so, you know, the rule of thumb is to find out what an individual is for. And Christ was actually giving us, you know, and you see it in the epistles where they're saying, you know, are these people backbiters? Are they, you know, argumentative? Are they, you know, selfish? Or do they have virtue? And so you're looking not for people who are just against what you're against. Like you say, somebody, you know, they have some of the common complaints, but you're looking for a common purpose. I've gone to these meetings where everybody is sitting in there, what they call pity parties, and they're all saying, well, you know, this agency is doing this terrible thing to me, and this agency is doing that terrible thing to me, and this agency, you know, Children's Services have my kids or whatever it is. And everybody's complaining about the problem. But when you actually stand up and say, well, the solution is you guys have to come together and help one another and back each other up on these injustices, you know, what Jesus says, tend to the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And they actually say to you, I don't care about his problem. I just want my problem to go away.
Yeah, Gregory, we have a break at the top of the hour.
Okay.
If you want to hold over, do so, Rodney, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Positively Unconstitutional. We're talking with Gregory Williams. My name's L.B. Bork. We'll be back in a few.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth,
Gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, good morning, people. This is Positively Unconstitutional. We're into the second hour. My name's L.B. Bork, filling in for Phil Pozderek today. He had a nice outing with his family to do this afternoon, and he needed an early start, so I told him I'd fill in for him. We're talking with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. I've been working myself with Brother Gregory for about... I don't know, about 6 years now, I guess. I haven't kept track of things, and I'm losing track of days quicker and quicker as time goes on. I guess that happens. But he's one of the few people I trust out there that I've found and run into. And like I told people last hour, that he documents what he talks about. And when I started doing my research, of course, when I did my writings, I footnoted everything where I got the information. And I can back up everything I profess, and I can explain it, unlike a lot of people. And so that makes a big difference, and I think, and what people should be listening to. We were talking with Rodney just before the break, and I don't really want the show to get into snake oil salesman issue or talk about it for too much longer, but it is an important issue because I've seen quite a bit of it the last 10 years, and it's a real problem. But we'd like to get on to more important things. What else did you have, Rodney?
Well, LB, you mentioned a legal maxim. Well, there's a spiritual maxim that I believe is a starting point that ignore it is to make a dreadful mistake, and that maxim is found in Romans, and it goes like this: that which you yield yourselves to obey, his servant you are. Meaning, whoever or whatever you obey is your master. Now, I myself, Christ is my master. It'll take me the rest of my life in pursuit of perfecting my relationship with the Christ. But as you said, if you ask yourself, as a matter of introspection, whom am I obeying? And you think, well, you know, the government demands my obedience. Well, I don't like that. But yet, if you do not choose and make the right decision of what is worthy of your obedience, then all you're doing is you're juggling one unworthy master for another. And I'm satisfied that the Christ is the one and only worthy person to serve as my master.
Yes.
I've got another question. It has to do with my observations about the sway that the Pharisees had over the population in the days of Christ in the New Testament, the Gospels. And it's illustrated by the occasion when Christ healed a man who was born blind. And the Pharisees brought in the parents and were questioning them. And for fear of even testifying to the fact that their own son was born blind, that he was healed, they hesitated because they were in fear of the Pharisees. And I look at this world around us, and whether you want to throw in government or agencies, they hold that same power over the people through fear. The Roman Church held power over the people through fear and perpetuating their ignorance. And I was wondering, Brother Gregory, if you see that spirit of Phariseeism at work today, and or is there an institutionalized version of the Pharisees at work today that you have identified?
Absolutely.
Hey. Yeah, let's hold the thought. I think we have a break coming here.
Yeah, we really want to answer that question when we get back, because it will be a shocker for most people.
Yeah. You woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, every day is the week.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Brother Gregory Williams of His Holy Church. He was going to give us some information on the fear factor that Rodney brought up. Anyway, go ahead, Gregory.
He asked about the Pharisees, if there was something maybe correlative to what they were doing at that time, because they had such a power over the people. This is partly why we don't understand the Bible, is because we don't understand history. They don't want you studying history. I home-taught my kids and gathered history books from the 1800s up to modern time, and you can see them literally changing history before our eyes. There's hardly an American soul graduated today from high school or college who actually understands the history of this country, much less the history surrounding Jesus Christ. The Pharisees were a political party with religious overtones. They had a number of religious sects within the Pharisaical group. The Sadducees were really another political party. The Essenes actually were almost a political party, except they wouldn't take oaths, and therefore they often didn't hold any political office. There were at least 14 other political parties, including zealots and other groups. But the party that was in power at the time of Christ was the Pharisees. They had been pretty much in power most of the time since Pompey had been invited into Israel, or what was Judea at that time, as a peacekeeping force to settle a dispute that was a creating a civil war. And that dispute was who was the rightful king. And Rome eventually decided that Jesus was that king. Jesus was going to operate the government much different than the policies of the Pharisees. And when he fired the money changers, that's what he was doing, firing these porters of the temple, which only the king could do, they were going to lose millions and millions of dollars in revenue that was coming into their pockets. And they had to get rid of Jesus quick, and that's why they crucified him. And it was that political faction that crucified him, not the Romans. The Romans found him innocent. They were there to keep order, and so they allowed the Pharisees to carry out their judgment of crucifying Christ. Anyway, understanding that they were a political party is very important. They had introduced something in 78 B.C. that was a form of Corban. Corban means sacrifice. The Romans had Corban. Most nations had Corban. You'll even find it in the Quran. It's your sacrifice for the purposes of taking care of the widows and orphans and needy of your society. The Corban of the Pharisees at the time of Christ was a compulsory offering that was extracted by statutory law. It could be extracted because you had signed up for this Corban of the Pharisees when you got baptized into the kingdom of God by Herod. Herod was sending ministers out to baptize people into the kingdom of God. But his kingdom, once you were signed up, you got a Hebrew name that had, Hebrew letters have a numerical identifier with each letter, and that was your number, your name, and you had to pay into the coffers of that treasury. And with that came corruption. If you professed Christ and John the Baptist, who John the Baptist was baptizing people into the kingdom of God too, but his system operated on faith, hope, and charity. You have to co-share with him who had only none or had any need. It was operating according to the perfect law of liberty, and when Christ became king, that's the way he was going to run his government, and the porters of the temple were fired. They had to elect new ones. The election would take place on Pentecost. They had to get rid of Christ before Pentecost. So now you understand how that government's working. If you declared Christ as your king, you couldn't get any more social welfare benefits. You were cast out of the social security system of that day, which was operated by the Pharisees. And you had to have Christ's social security system in place, which was based on the tens, hundreds, and thousands we see throughout Europe and Christianity and the early church, that the history of which has been blocked out of your collective memories by false churches and governments that don't want you to know how the kingdom of God really operates. Christ said, "I come to take the kingdom away from you," pointing to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "and I am going to appoint it to another." He says it's going to be his little flock. That was the church. The church was the new Israel, the true kingdom of God. It was referred to as a viable republic in the heart of the Roman Empire. There's nothing people are afraid of more than losing their benefits today, generally speaking, in this country. They would rather see children molested at airport gates than take the risk of someone actually getting on their plane and threatening their day. That's all out of fear and anxiety and ignorance. And only a few people are going to be willing to wake up and set the table of the Lord and start operating like the early Americans did through a system of faith, hope, and charity to take care of the needy of their society and what Christ and James refers to as pure religion. Pure religion is how you take care of your needy. Social Security is a religious system. When you apply for a Social Security number, you've joined a religious order under a vow of poverty, and now they can take everything you have away from you according to whatever statutes they wish to pass, because you've struck hands with them. And because they're in debt, you're now also a surety to debt. When you profess Christ, you were out of that system. You weren't going to get any more benefit from the temple or from your local synagogue, which is regulated by the temple, because you were now in the kingdom of God, according to the way in which John the Baptist and Jesus Christ and the apostles were defining that kingdom. They were the benefactors who did not exercise authority. They took care of their needy only through free will offerings. That is a revolution. That is a revolutionary idea, and that was what Christ was preaching. That's what the early church was preaching and doing. And it was the antithesis of what the Pharisees were doing, and what the Pharisees were doing is what America and most countries are doing today with their social welfare systems. They simply take from your neighbor to provide you with the benefits you want and desire and pray for. Your daily bread doesn't come from God. It comes from the gods in Washington, D.C. And those gods, many, are going to betray you in your greatest time of need. And as the Bible says in several places, go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen for yourself, because God will not hear you in that day. It's time that people start repenting and start setting the table of the Lord, and that's what we're trying to do with this Living Network through His Holy Church. We're not the church. We're just a group of people trying to conform to Christ, trying to actually do what He said. And the church is whoever it is, wherever you are, that begins to abide in His ways and live their lives according to His directives. And His directives were the same as Moses. He didn't change the law. He fulfilled it. And He told us how to fulfill it in mutual love for one another. And it's not loving to hire men to go to your neighbor's house and kick in their door and force them to contribute to your welfare. And Christians today do that because they're not really following Christ. And it's time to repent and turn around. So is that a bowl of spaghetti or what?
Anyway, Rodney, did you have any other comments or whatever? We have other callers.
Finally, Christ said, the poor you will have with you always. But my question was, I believe also the Pharisees we will have with us always until, Christ himself comes back to slay them. Who are they now, and who is their supreme pontiff, executive, CEO, et cetera, or is there such a identifiable group, and who is that person that holds that seat?
I won't answer the who's holding the seat right now, but there is somebody sitting in that seat. But basically, the Pharisees of today are the government bureaucrats down there at the county courthouse and at the state offices, at the Social Security Administration. Those are the priests of your society. Those are the ones who take care of the widows and orphans of your society. That is the religion of today, is those social welfare systems. Whether you're in Canada and you have, social insurance, something or other, it comes out to SIN. We have SSNs here, Social Security Administration, SSA. You have the same thing, national insurance in England. These are religious systems. This is how you take care of the needy of your society, and it's not through faith, hope, and charity. It's through guaranteed entitlements, through benefactors, or men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority. The reason Jesus uses the phrase calls themselves benefactors is because the government doesn't really give you any of its money. It gives you the money that it takes away from your neighbor. It's based on the idea of violating the Ten Commandments. You covet your neighbor's goods through the agency of the government you have given power to. This is the antithesis of Christ. These are the Pharisees of today. The churches that you go to, generally speaking, they're just there to make you feel good about all this sinning you do the rest of the week, all this coveting of your neighbor's goods, all this forcing your neighbor to contribute to your welfare. Those are the Pharisees.
Yes.
those governments that you've created for yourself, because the Pharisees were simply the government of that day.
Gregory, we got a break coming up here. We got another caller, Joe. We'll get back to you or with you on the other side of the break. That was very good. This is what I wanted to get into today. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, we're back. This is Positively Unconstitutional. Phil Posderick Show. My name is L.B. Bork. Talking with Brother Gregory Williams today, my special guest. Did you have anything to add to what you were commenting on before the break, Gregory?
Well, I could probably add a lot of things, but I don't want anybody to choke.
So, yeah,
there
you
is
know.
A solution. What we just described is the problem, but the solution is Christ. But it's not just some ethereal idea of Christ. It's actually what he said to do. And it's amazing the number of instructions that he gave us, advice that he gave us, that most preachers never mention. There are quotes directly out of mouth of Christ telling us what to do and not do. And I never hear them from preachers, and I actually even quiz them occasionally. You know, asking them the question like, what did Christ call the weightier matter? And And I mean, I've been in rooms full of preachers, and nobody could answer that. And these are men who study the Bible, and they don't even know what Jesus called the weightier matters. That would seem to be pretty paramount for a preacher to know what Christ considered the weightier matters to be. But anyway, there is a solution, and we'll probably get into that before the show is over.
Yeah, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. He's been holding on for about 20 minutes, see what he has to comment on. Joe, are you still there with us?
Still here. Hi.
Thanks for holding on. Sorry it took so long to get to you.
No, that's okay. I was listening the whole time. So just a very simple comment. You know, for all those who say that, well, we have to, it's biblical to obey the government, you know, because, and they use Romans 13 as their, you know, proof text. Romans 13 in the King James Bible that I read states that it's the purpose of government is to punish the evil works, to be a terror to the evil works. So it doesn't make sense to say that government in and of itself decides what's good and evil. Because then we're basically saying government's God. They're saying what's good and evil. It's understood that the government is supposed to punish that which they already know to be evil, not decide for themselves what's good and evil. So basically it's circular logic to say that Romans 13 means we should just obey everything the government says.
Right. We've actually written a book, Higher Liberty, which is available for free through the Living Network on our website at hisholychurch.org.
I'm sorry, what's that website again?
Hisholychurch.org.
Okay.
We have .net, .com, .info, but it's hisholychurch.org. Up at the top, you'll see a guy throwing a net. You join that network, and you ask the guys on the network in your area. We have somebody in Pennsylvania. I think you're from Pennsylvania, you said?
Yes.
And they'll tell you where the link is. I can't remember the exact link. All the books are available in PDF format on the Internet. But anyway, Higher Liberty, I wrote out of this constant quoting, you know, of Romans 13 that we always hear. And then somebody wrote an article based on the article I wrote on Romans 13, and then finally a theologian spoke up. He wouldn't attack me, but he attacked the article that the guy had written quoting us. And so I went through everything that this theologian said and just tore him to shreds, in my opinion, in the book, and then sent him a copy of the book. But Romans 13, it says, let every man remain subject to the higher power, and the word power there is the strongest word in the Greek language for the word liberty or right. It means the right to choose. You can look it up in your concordances and find that out. We actually go through Koine Greek. We go through the way the word was used at the time, the way Aristotle used it, the way it was even used in Corinthians. It's translated liberty. It's translated right several times in the same Bible by the same author. So if you put the word liberty there or right to choose, it becomes let every man remain subject to the higher liberty, because all liberty is of God. There is no liberty but of God, and anyone who opposes liberty opposes God. But then it does go on to talk about governments being established to punish the wicked. Well, when the people elected Saul to be their king, they were rejecting God, and God allowed it explained to them in detail what would come of this election of a man who could exercise authority. You know, he's going to take your sons and daughters. He's going to take the first fruits of your labor. He's going to take the best of your fields. He's going to make his instruments of war. He's going to make your sons run before his chariots. And his chariots weren't made out of DU in those days, but they are today. And he's going to make your sons sick and ill and cost them their lives and the lives of your children. And he's going to do all these things. And they said, yeah, give us a king anyway. That's exactly where Americans are and most countries are today. They still want that government who can exercise authority because they've already rejected God. And they're getting the punishment they deserve. The slothful should be under tribute. And that's the wicked that are being punished, or the wicked who created that government and gave it power through their slothfulness. And so, yeah, governments, by their nature, will punish you as wicked as you become.
this is interesting information because for years I went to, you know, your typical 501c3 church. And, you know, when you believe in liberty and you go to that church, you almost feel like you're fighting yourself.
Hey guys, we got a break coming up. We're asking the website be repeated.
HisHolyChurch.org. Just HisHolyChurch.org. And yeah. You get on there, you can connect with other people that will help you find your way through the maze of information that's there.
Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, we're back. I want to get this rolling here. We got a few callers to get back on. Anyway, Joe, are you still there?
Still here.
Do you have any other comments? We'd like to get to the other callers, if you would.
Right. I'll wrap it up real quick. So I guess the last question I'm going to ask is, you know, as far as, you know, you hear a lot of things in Patriot Network about, you know, repealing your 14th Amendment, U.S. citizenship, and, you know, that type of thing. And maybe this is answered on your website, but is there any validity to that?
Well, obviously, it's the covenants, contracts, and constitutions that you've become a part of that brings you back into bondage. That's why God says, thou shalt make no covenants with them nor with their God. And the fact is that there's no way to answer that in just some simple little cure-all solution without being deceptive. 14th Amendment was a major change in the nature of the government, and and our application for the benefits that are provided to those who have that citizenship is a major way in which to bring us deeper and deeper into bondage. And we need to do what Christ said, and I have to approach everything from the point of view of Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And so you need to create an alternative system of social welfare based on faith, hope, and charity. And the only way to do that is to come together in small, intimate congregations and link those congregations through a network. In the book, Thy Kingdom Come, we show you how this was done century after century to free whole nations from Moses to Jesus Christ. And that's what we're promoting. That's what we're advising. We also educate you on the subject of citizenship. And, you know, we have a small amount of information on that. LB focuses more on that because that's where he's been led. My point is I'm coming from the point of view of the Jesus and the Christ. And you need to understand that 14th Amendment citizenship. But my role is over here on this other side.
All right. I often say that I handle the secular end and he handles the spiritual end. But, you know, I'm right with Gregory, so I think we work hand in hand for the most part.
It's an individual choice. We don't recommend people walking the plank. We're out there trying to get a boat to get you to dry land. And that's we're interested in safety, health, education. We're started with something we call FEMA.
Yeah, don't take that as a maritime comment, people. Sorry, Gregory.
Go ahead.
Your comment. Don't take that as a maritime law comment.
We're trying to get you to dry land.
Yeah, don't. That has nothing to do with maritime law, which is another patriot myth that just drives me nuts. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we've through the network. His Holy Church has a network all across the country. It's in Canada. It's in Australia. We've actually extended it all over. But we're establishing what we call the Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary. And it's the alternative. I mean, who are you going to call when bad things happen? And basically, you're going to have to find people that are Minutemen for Christ by being Minutemen for each other and take care of one another. That's, you need to stock up on the faithful. So that's our approach.
Okay, Joe, we want to get to Tom in Washington. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry for the wait.
A lot of callers
today. Good comments.
The last part of the first guy, or this last guy, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice in it. And I'm really going to make this a point to be listening. But I was wanting to know, Brother Greg, have you thought about maybe opening up your own radio show? Because I wanted to do one at one time. And I wanted to say, what's right with America? And, you know, the negative has just fed too much of the positive without any production of our positive ways that, you know, God wants with us. And I'll listen off there.
Well, I am on a radio show on a rival network. I'd love to be on RPN, but they have to invite me. But we also do blog talk. We also have a talk show. I'm on several hours every week, talking the kingdom and the solution. We've dealt a lot here on this show with the problem, but there is a solution. And that solution, the same as the problem, is within us. The solution is within us. We just have to learn how to walk as individuals together without waiving our rights. And that is the key to a free society. And that takes people of virtue and patience and understanding and forgiveness and diligent people. So anyway, that's kind of my answer on that subject.
And within mind, fear is of the devil.
Yeah, a lot of people are frightened by some of the things that I say, you know, talking about. There's no reason to be frightened. We don't want you motivated out of fear. We don't want you motivated out of guilt. We want you motivated out of love for righteousness. And that's where we're coming from. We're not a doom and gloom. I mean, bad things happen, but good things come.
Yeah. Where are you allowed to say where I could listen to you on the internet?
You can go on our website. I don't want to promote another radio station on RBN.
Okay.
But, matter of fact, he came on this show to do this, and he preempted his show with someone else handled it. So
yeah, well, one of our other ministers in the Midwest is taking over that show. He said that the only reason he didn't like doing it is that he'd rather be listening to this one.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Tom. Eric in Georgia.
Hello.
Eric?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, this has all been very interesting. I just want to say it kind of mystifies me sometimes, though, how people can say that they're a servant of Christ or follow Christ, and then they keep looking for answers in other places. You know, like we looked at the humans to have the answers, and then we say we believe in Christ and we're his servants. And it seems to me that implicit in the gospel is the idea that man doesn't have the answers. If man had the answers, there would be no need for the gospel.
Right. The answer is Christ, and it's Christ in us. But that a lot of people use that same terminology and actually don't get anywhere near Christ. The same as the Pharisees were saying, you know, they were servants of God, but Christ pointed out you don't even know God, because if you did, you wouldn't. You know, Moses and Christ were in agreement. But the Pharisees and Christ weren't. But the Pharisees thought they were in agreement with Moses. And unfortunately today, many people who think they are Christians and think they're in agreement with Christ are actually doing the exact opposite of what Christ said to do. And it just astounds me that there are so many preachers out there who don't quote Christ. They quote their church doctrine. You know, I've avoided writing a doctrine for years and years, and we still haven't written a specific doctrine, but we have put together the words of Christ in the form of a doctrine, and it's Christ's words only. We don't even depend on the epistles or anything. It's Christ's words only. And it's amazing how many quotes we have in that you never hear in any other church. So the answer really is in what Christ said, but what you need is Christ in you, doing what he said, because that's what he said. He said, not those who say, Lord, Lord, Christ, Christ, Jesus, Jesus, but those who doeth the will of the Father. And if you were doing the will of the Father, this would be a different country today.
I always say, don't tell me you're a Christian, show me.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Amen.
Is that all, Eric?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of hypocrites out there, for lack of better words.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Eric.
Yeah. Craig in Ontario.
Hi there. What an amazing show, you guys. So appropriate, I think, a week up before Christmas here. As an ex-Catholic, basically we had, growing up, 47, we had no training in the Bible at all, right, in the 70s and that. And so the question I have is that... I remember reading somewhere recently that the Catholic Church is really a Gnostic church that took over Christianity, and that if you look at what's going on in the Catholic Church today, it's full of all this almost satanic symbolism. I wonder, Brother Gregory, if you can maybe address that. And secondly, I saw the Zeitgeist thing, right? And I thought, wow, they finally uncovered the truth. But in the past couple of years, I've been trying to find more out about spirituality and the true goodness out there. I've been told that the whole Zeitgeist thing is a lot of lies and disinformation. Can you kind of address those two issues?
Yeah, most good lies involve a great deal of truth, and then they add a little bit of lie, and that makes it go down easier. But it's what I call the doggy-do recipe, where the guy takes the finest flour and the finest eggs and the finest chocolate, makes a delicious cake. But just before he mixes it all up, he puts a little doggy do in there. And it tastes really great until you tell people the full ingredients. And then they all start gagging, even though they thought it tasted really good.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the way. The Roman Church was really created by Constantine. You even find in their own documents that they state that. Constantine never was a Christian. And what he did is he just commanded everybody, like in Milan, to become a Christian. And so everybody went out and got baptized. But he didn't demand that everybody repent and get baptized. So you ended up having a tremendous influx of other concepts and ideas, and they started electing bishops who didn't know anything about Christ and never repented, never had Christ in them, and they started issuing edicts and commands. And we go through that in the book, Thy Kingdom Come. It's a huge topic. I don't want to pick on Catholics or Lutherans or Baptists or anything. I'm not against these churches. I'm for Christ. And if they want to be for Christ, they can start changing and turning around and start following them. But right now I see a lot of them are doing the opposite of what Christ said. And I just point out what Christ said. Are you doing this? Where do you pray for your daily bread?
Mm-hmm.
Are you living by faith, hope, and charity, or are you forcing your neighbor to contribute to your welfare? Which one do you think Christ wants you to do? Do you have faith in the unrighteous mammon, or are you a part of the righteous mammon? What is that mammon?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the kingdom of God? What are these things that Christ is talking about? It's not something far off. It's something that's at hand. And when you start seeing the history of the church, which we unfold in the book, the history of early Israel and what the prophets were actually saying and doing, you start seeing a different and a fuller picture. And it takes a little while. A lot of meat to be served at our church.
Well, are these books available or downloadable from your site?
They're all downloadable in PDF format. Okay. We recommend you get on the Living Network. We have up in Canada. Are you in Canada?
Yeah, I'm in Ontario.
Okay, well, we got a guy in Ontario, David Kennedy. He's the contact minister up there. But you get on the network in Canada, and he'll send you the links.
Yeah.
And help guide you through all this. If you have questions, best to go to him. My phone rings off the wall. As everybody heard all that ringing in the background, that was supposed to be, you wouldn't hear it.
Well, I just want to follow up what he said about the whole Zeitgeist guy. Again, he put out a nice message of thought, but then when you look at what he's doing now, the guy's name is Peter Joseph or something Joseph, I think, and he's formed this Zeitgeist movement or Z-Day, which is almost, you know, the whole idea, almost Agenda 21, where people have to live in these communes isolated. And I'm thinking, oh, he's pushing communitarianism.
Right. You know, like I said, if you want to deliver a lie, you wrap it in lots and lots of truth.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, you have to get the whole picture and look at where a guy is going, where he's taking you, and that'll tell you who he's following.
You got that right. Well, thank you. Very informative. I'll definitely check out your site. Thanks again for being a guest. It was great.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Craig. Got one more caller, Larkin, Texas. How are you today?
Hi there, LB. Hi there, Brother Gregory.
Hello.
I must say, and I know you can expect this from me, LB, I really appreciated the last comment from your caller in Ontario regarding communitarianism. Because to me, what I've in my research, I've discovered that the Vatican Church in Rome is openly promoting this globalist agenda, which we call communitarianism. And so my question for the both of you today is it fair to say that the Catholic Church, as well as most of the Protestant churches, as organized under the National and World Councils of Churches, etc., are in apostasy?
No, I would affirm that. Protestant churches are a lot more Catholic than they realize. I know a lot of Protestants and deal with them on a day-to-day basis, and you know they understand. I once had this Catholic background, and you know I studied to be directly under the auspices of the Pope in a society. Wasn't the Society of Jesus. I was rejected by the Jesuits. Everybody
Thank
always
goodness.
Wants to know that. But the fact is I'm now probably their worst nightmare, because I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm trying, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that they might be saved. Well, God so loved the world that he sent me here that the people in the Roman Catholic Church might be saved too. And that goes for the Protestant churches. They're just the daughters of the Roman Church. There's just was so much deception before the Protestant Reformation that a great deal of the wrong things were carried over. And we don't want to get you back to, you know, halfway back to Christ. We want to get you all the way back to Christ. So, yeah, there's tremendous influences there. But let's focus on the solution, and the problems will dissolve.
Well, I want to say, LB, I have a newfound respect for you today, even though I held you in high regard previously, simply because I know you have alluded and made mention of Brother Gregory in the past. And, you know, Phil is a friend of mine, and I count him as a friend, and I truly hope Phil can hear this show today. And I just want to say that your voice today on this network, Brother Gregory, has really been a voice of or a breath of fresh air.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks so. I'm sure I've upset somebody, too.
not in this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, this message needs to be heard, and I don't dump the Bible on people's head, and I know Gregory doesn't. We just speak the truth, and we're not here to offend anyone. We're just trying to free people, and that's what it's all about. And like I said a few minutes ago, I'm part of the secular movement because people have to take baby steps back to God, and we've been deceived. Anyway, we got a break. We'll be back. Just wrap the show up in a minute or two.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Bring us a revolution. Bring us a revolution.
we're back. We're going to wrap up the last few minutes talking about His Holy Church and how to get involved with the Living Network. Brother Gregory, you were on CNN. They actually came out and spent a couple days with you this summer.
It was actually last fall, I think it was.
It
took them a long time to get the deal up because the producer was pregnant and had to take maternity leave. She was a wonderful lady, and they spent quite a bit of time here filming me, chopping wood and talking to them and stuff. So that was up there on CNN International. We have a link to that on our website, so you can go see the video and put a face with this crazy voice in the wilderness. But the key thing of what we're doing now is what we call the Living Network, and what you need to connect. You don't need more email connections. You need more people connections. We don't want you plugged into more computers. We want you plugged into each other. Israel was a system of government based on faith, hope, and charity, and loving your neighbor as yourself. That means caring about his rights as much as you care about your own. That's what the early church was doing. The early church, by historians like Edward Gibbons, was referred to as a viable republic in the heart of the Roman Empire before it was altered by men like Constantine. And he didn't even really alter it. He just started his own, and they've kind of controlled the press, so most people don't know what the real church was doing for the next 700 years after that. But after the Inquisition, 60 million true Christians were murdered in order to create nothing left but this false gospel or half gospel. Or, you know, what you hear in the churches is the gospel, but you're not hearing it without mixing in that lie. And so you end up with a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Christ was establishing the only real, free, pure republic there ever was, and that's the kingdom of God. But it takes virtuous people. So anyway, we've created this network. I recommend everybody join that network and start finding other people in their area that are beginning to wake up and see this, because everybody isn't going to see this. I believe that those who really see the truth in what we're talking about, who can handle the truth, as the ad on the Republic Broadcast Net, RBN, on RBN here, handling that truth, those people are able to do that because of the grace of God. It's given unto them to see. Their ears, yes. Theirs are the ears of sheep of Christ. And so they got to come together, and they got to start caring about each other. We've become socially retarded in the ways of the kingdom, and we need to start exercising those responsibilities. That's one of the things I always say. If you want your rights back, you have to take back your responsibilities to each other, to your family, to your community, and bind yourself together with that love and trust that is necessary for a free society.
That's about all the time we have, Gregory.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today, and I'd like to thank Phil for letting me host this show today. Hope you had a great weekend. You all have a great weekend, and have a safe holiday. See you next time.